News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi has died after the helicopter he was travelling in, alongside many of his officials, crashed in a mountainous area of northwest Iran. And Hannah McCarthy, journalist in Israel, joins us now. Good morning to you, Hannah. What do we know so far about this incident?
Sure. So the Iranian president and his foreign minister, Hossein Amir Abdollahian, were traveling back from opening a dam that was launched in conjunction with Azerbaijan yesterday. At some point yesterday, their helicopter went missing. There was two other helicopters that successfully returned. And it took several hours for the site of the helicopter crash to be located. What we understand is there was a real sudden change in the weather. This is a mountainous area. There was, people might have seen footage on the news, reports of this. Visibility was very poor. And we have now seen some footage of the actual site, and only the tail of the helicopter is left. So the helicopter was badly burnt when it crashed. And we understand that some of the bodies haven't been identified, but the Iranian state media has confirmed that the Iranian president and the foreign minister are dead.
OK. Do we know currently, Hannah, whether any other members of that helicopter party have survived?
We have no survivors from that helicopter, according to the reports. There were several other officials on that helicopter, but as far as we're aware, no one else has survived.
And I presume currently there is no suggestion that this is any kind of an international terrorist attack, that this is anything more than a mechanical accident in what looks to have been dreadful terrain and dreadful weather conditions.
The Iranian state media are definitely pushing that they're saying this is an accident, and that's what they're emphasizing. Obviously, in a climate where you have regional conflict, there's going to be questions. I'm sure there's plenty of people in the public in Iran that will be asking questions. And again, it's going to be very hard for there to be any international investigation. So at this point, the assumption is that it was bad weather and an accident.
OK. The reaction within Iran, obviously, they're saying that this is an accident. And as we've both said, that the very foggy conditions over a mountainous region, it could well be exactly that as the case. But the reaction within Iran, how is the Iranian establishment and the Iranian media responding?
So the emphasis that we're hearing is that, you know, Iran wants to project that it is in control, that there will be an orderly replacement of the Iranian presidency even before the helicopter was confirmed as crashing and the men dying. The Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was saying that, you know, there will be no disruption to the work of government. So we know now that the vice president of Iran will take over the office of the president, and new elections will be held within 50 days.
A period of mourning, has that been announced?
Not yet, as far as I'm aware, but we would expect that there'd be a period of mourning.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Hannah McCarthy, journalist based in the Middle East.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.